Good morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
It's Thursday with Mark and Neanderthal. I'm just reading about Hugh Hefner right now.
You know, here's the thing. He's one of those guys, like, there are certain things in life that you can count on that are going to be there.
Yeah.
Hef was one of those guys. Like, did you ever think, I mean, you knew it was possible that you were going to outlive Hugh Hefner.
Right.
But he was one of those things that, like, you sort of count on, like the Arch in St. Louis and the Washington Monument. You just thought, well, Hef is just going to be here.
I just saw something about him maybe 2 weeks ago. It was a little blurb I saw somewhere. And the thought just crossed in my head, geez, I haven't heard anything about him in a while. I wonder how old he is now.
Well, I remember he got sick a few years ago. Remember that? It was like everybody thought that was the end. And then he recovered because he's Hef. And then it's just weird to think that we live in a world without Hef. Like, seriously. Like, I never really even considered it. He's just, I mean, obviously he's been there since long before you and I were around.
But, you know, much of what he campaigned for and revolutionized is still here and will remain with us. Here's something. He was asked by the New York Times in 1992 what was his proudest achievement.
Right.
He said, probably that I changed attitudes towards sex, that nice people can live together now, that I decontaminated the notion of premarital sex. That gives me great satisfaction.
Yeah, I guess.
He brought a lot of the sort of everyday average lust and depravity of the normal American out into the open.
He at once, this is going to sound weird when I say it, he at once objectified and empowered women.
In a way, yeah.
At the same time, because it was, you know, women were ashamed of their bodies. The societal norms of the 50s were such that women didn't show, we were a lot like what it is in the Middle East right now, where women didn't show skin. You were meant to be very proper.
Yeah, not ashamed of their bodies, but you didn't show them.
Right.
In the way you flaunt them.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, for all of the, you know, advances in pornography that have happened, Playboy magazine is still classy. Like, there's something artistic about seeing a naked woman in Playboy. At no time did it ever seem lascivious or wrong. I mean, you had to hide it from your mom.
Yeah.
But there's a big difference between Playboy and the other men's magazines. There just is. It was a quality. He did smut classy.
So you don't think that Screw is as good a magazine?
No, I do not. No. Beaver Hunt is the... You know, I put my hat on and grabbed my shotgun, but I never caught one.
He took a, you know, he was like, every guy who gets horny doesn't have to be in an alley in a trench coat.
Right, exactly.
Right? That was kind of the idea of it. But
it's one of the jokes.
It's interesting stuff.
We'll just get to it later because, there's so much good about Playboy magazine, and the nudes are just one part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, between the jokes and the articles, I mean, it really was, it still is sort of a classy magazine, but it's not what it was when Hef ran it.
There were other good things than nudes. I haven't checked them out.
Right, but, exactly, yes. I'm told the writing is very good.
Yeah. All right, we're just talking about Playboy, so why don't we incorporate that into Mark and Neanderthal's Middle School, since it's really not tragic, but a sad passing of Hugh Hefner. What a life. 91 years.
Yeah, as I said when we started the show, he was one of those guys that you just thought would always be there. You just kind of, there were certain things in life that you knew were there. I mean, we didn't really think about the guy much because you just assumed he was there and you took him for granted, but it was time. He was 91.
People throw the word icon around.
Yeah, no, he was a legend of the highest order.
He fits that, you know, I mean, that's like he... What Hank Aaron is to baseball, Willie Mays is to baseball, Hugh Hefner is to whatever exactly Hugh Hefner did, which was Playboy magazine. Like, it's a bad analogy, but you know they're all icons, is what I'm saying. I mean, they're just people who are they're pillars.
Yes, lots of pillars strewn haphazardly across the bed. Good morning, KSLX. Who's this?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
We are well. Would you like to enroll in Mark and Neanderthal's Middle School?
Well, yes, I would.
Okay, here we go. We're going to give you a series of questions. Get 2 out of 3 correct, and you win.
Okay.
Karen, since Hugh Hefner passed away yesterday at age 91, we'll ask you some questions about him. What was Hugh Hefner's original idea for the name of Playboy magazine? He had a different name in mind. Was it Bunnies Galore, Lotso Jugs, or Stag Night?
I'm going to have to say Stag Night.
Nice. Nice going, Karen.
Not as classy.
If you remember, a few years back, Hugh Hefner had a reality TV show with his trio of girlfriends. What were the names of the girls? Was it Mo, Larry, and Short and Curly?
No, you didn't.
Was it Holly, Kendra, and Bridget, or was it Gertrude, Hazel, and Madge?
The second one.
Yes,
it was.
Holly, Kendra, and Bridget. You are correct.
By the way, who's your favorite?
Short hairs.
Short hair, you like that? You like that one? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you're already a winner here, but we'll give you this question anyway, and this is kind of an interesting fact. What year did Hugh Hefner start Playboy? Was it 1953, 1957, or 1967?
53.
Yeah, 53 is
nice.
Correct.
Well, that's done.
That's quite a ways back. Do you remember who the first centerfold was?
No, I know way more information than I thought I did now.
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, wow, really?
It's that famous picture of her on the red silk sheets.
Uh-huh.
Not as famous to you as it is to us.
Well, I'll have to look it up.
Karen, hang on. You are a winner.
Thanks so much, you guys. I love you.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. You know, here's the interesting part. She just said she's going to have to look it up. I guarantee you that today's Google search results, there'll be a lot of that Marilyn Monroe picture. You know, first, I bet one of the Google searches is first Playboy centerfold.
Yeah, or Barbie Benton will be searched a lot today.
Yeah, we should get into that a little bit later on, the list of famous people that you saw in Playboy first.
Candy Loving.
Not to be confused with Candy Samples.
Right. Candy Loving was a spectacular centerfold.
Yep.
And I don't care if that's not her real name.
Right, exactly.
Time now for some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
Yeah, we'll take some fake news, some alternative facts, and stir them up together and give you a delicious helping of Mark and Neanderthal's fake facts.
Yep, everything you're about to hear is 100% false, fabricated, and made up fibbery.
Yeah.
Such as?
Well, this one was sent in by Mark and Neanderthal listener Tony Carnevale.
You mean the guy that was on, that's been in all those movies? It was on The Sopranos? I mean, not The Sopranos, Boardwalk Empire?
That's Bobby Carnevale.
Oh, okay.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very common name over
there.
Yeah.
He sent this one in based on some of yesterday's chatter here on the program.
Okay.
A famous Belgian martial arts movie star once had his vehicle break down in the middle lane during rush hour, causing a Jean-Claude Van traffic jam.
Oh, yep. Beautiful.
Tony sent that one in between testing the pasta to see if it was al dente.
Yeah, that's not good. That's racist is what that is. I'm not sure that's the fun kind of racism.
It is the fun kind of racism.
No, because of the race you're making fun of, you could end up in some cement shoes.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
That's true, because they know a guy.
Tony's a friend of ours. More than 30% of the world's salt is actually used to garnish margaritas.
Hey.
Yeah, all the salt mines.
Right.
Yep. That's why you got to get back to work.
The larger stones are used to garnish margaritas.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Got another one for you.
Okay.
This is from my wife. A famous Belgian martial arts movie star is starting a new social network.
Okay.
It'll be called Jean-Claude Van Instagram.
Oh, God. But every picture you post there, you have to be doing a split. That's the requirement.
Oh, yes, on two chairs.
Yes, over two chairs. That's it. All right, so we know the loss of Hugh Hefner is a shock to the world. Although he was 91, it was sort of time. In accordance with Hugh Hefner's final wishes, his remains will be kept in a shoebox under the bed so your mom can't find them. So, there you go.
Very appropriate.
Yep.
As a public service, and in order to recognize the cultural diversity for which Arizona is known, Mark and Neanderthal are taking time out for Spanish.
Morning, KSLX. Who do we have here?
Hi, my name's Christine.
Hi, Christine. We're going to play Time Out for Spanish. It's a very simple game. We'll give you a Spanish phrase, and then three English language choices will follow, and you've got to translate based on those. Are you good to go?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, here is your Spanish phrase.
Revista Playboy hizo que todos nosotros realmente apreciar el inmueble al sur de la frontera.
Did you hear that?
Can you repeat it?
Absolutely.
revista Playboy hizo que todos nosotros realmente apreciar el inmueble al sur de la frontera.
All right, that phrase does mean one of the following. Is it A, Neanderthal was actually in Playboy magazine, but of course, he kept it classy. B, Playboy magazine was responsible for all kinds of spankings, both before and after you got caught with it. Or C, Playboy magazine made all of us truly appreciate the real estate south of the border. Which one is it?
The last one?
It is the last one. Nice job.
All right, Christina.
Well played there, Christina. Did you have a tag team partner on that one?
Yeah.
It sounded like I heard an attractive young lady whisper, "The last one," in your ear. Is that true?
Yeah.
Now, who do we have here? Who's on
this
the phone?
Is more of a penthouse style call with two women.
Yeah. It's Christine and Amanda.
Hi, yeah. Christine and Amanda. And what are you both doing this early in the morning so close together?
Getting ready for work and getting ready for school.
Oh, excellent.
Is this
a mother-daughter thing?
Yes.
Okay, it just got creepy.
Yeah, we're stopping right now.
Right there.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. We got a prize for you.
Okay, great.
Yeah. It is great. And that's a true story. I actually was in Playboy.
Yeah, you
August were 2005.
From the Raiders deal, right?
Yeah, I was they did their football preview, and they'd take a picture of me with the book of copy of Football for Dummies and put the odds up of, like, the Patriots winning the Super Bowl. I was actually in Playboy magazine.
Yeah,
weird.
It's their worst selling issue ever.
Yeah, well,
incidentally.
Dior Beds are on the cover, and nobody knows who she is, so I can understand why that would be the case.
Time out for Spanish, weekday mornings with Mark and Neanderthal.
Mark and Neanderthal.
A lot of people calling about Hugh Hefner passing away yesterday. You know, the memories it evokes, Playboy magazine.
I mean, this is a gift, to be honest with you. I mean, now we don't have to talk about the NFL. We don't have to talk about politics. We don't have to talk about any of that stuff. We can actually enjoy something that we all enjoyed, which was the gift that was Hugh Hefner.
Yeah. I mean, really an amazing guy and an amazing life. Yeah, he kind of became a caricature in his later years, but still.
Like he cared what we thought.
Exactly.
Right.
If you could walk around your house all day and there were beautiful women in the house, you don't even have to get out of your pajamas, wear your robe and your skipper's cap.
Right, exactly, yes.
And be the main guy in the house. That's a pretty good gig.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Now, there is no cause of death that has been released. I mean, he was 91.
Yeah, I mean,
so I mean, it's just, you know, they haven't announced the cause of death, but I'm guessing it's the, quote, you know, natural causes or whatever they come up with.
Exactly.
Hey, in the nursing community, there's a cause of why Hugh Hefner died.
Okay.
We call it TMB. Too many birthdays.
Yes, absolutely.
So, how old are you now? Let me ask you a question.
57.
Okay. Do you remember at any time stumbling across a Playboy magazine?
Oh, hell yeah. All the time.
Where and how?
Pretty much every house I babysat at growing up.
What, did you snoop through places?
Sure.
So when you were babysitting, would you go into, like, the parents' closet and stuff?
Maybe.
That seems a little inappropriate, a little felonious, if you will.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking back and I'm like, did I put everything away all those nights 20 years ago when we were having babysitters?
I'm just saying. This is exactly why everybody asks me, how come you don't go away on vacation? I'm like, because I can't put my dogs up, and I don't trust anybody to go to my house and let the dogs out.
Well, that's another discussion.
I don't want people rifling through my stuff.
People don't rifle through your stuff. Normal people don't rifle through your stuff.
Everybody rifles through people's stuff. Wait a minute. What's one of the topics we're going to talk about today?
I don't know what.
Where you found
the Playboys.
Right. And how did you locate said Playboys?
Yeah, well, you have to rifle through some
things.
Right,
exactly. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah. All right.
I stand by my original statement. The court finds in favor of the fat kid.
You know, our show took a different turn today because late last night we got the news that Hugh Hefner, the founder, the man from Playboy magazine, passed away.
Yeah, legend.
We're going to talk about there's a bunch of other stuff going on. I mean, we probably won't even get a chance to talk today about the fact that the president's son-in-law, this has been revealed, the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has been registered to vote since 2009 as a female. It's so weird.
Well, look at him. Well, you know what? Coincidentally, if that's the case, there is a very possible chance that he could be one of the 10,000 that Ric Flair spoke of yesterday.
Woo!
I'm just saying, that's possible.
It is possible.
It's possible.
Suppose,
not probable, but, you know.
Right.
Wait a minute. Does that make Ivanka, like, does that make the two chicks thing? Because that's
it
hot.
It makes Ivanka a lesbian?
It makes her a lesbian?
Yeah, it possibly could.
All right. All right. I'm good with that.
How weird is that?
That just got great.
Let's go back to the phones. A lot of people talking about finding Playboy magazines, et cetera. Guys and gals, you know, stumbling across.
Shocking how many women have been calling the program about Playboy magazine.
I would guess for, like, if you're a 12-year-old girl and you stumble across a Playboy magazine, you know, different things go through your head than when a guy stumbles across it. But it's kind of a mind-blowing thing.
I would assume so, yeah. It's your first chance to see something that you haven't seen before.
People didn't take their clothes off all the time back in those days.
No.
You know, people didn't text pictures back and forth of their own stuff back and forth those days. You know,
right.
So it was just a
their own
time.
Stuff.
You know, their own junk and stuff.
Their own stuff.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
I mean,
do, actually.
It's just a different time now. So what's happening?
Hey, a while back, my daughters found my brother's Playboy magazine and colored in clothes on all the women.
Outstanding. Perfect. Nice job. So your daughter's a feminist?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Doing her part to wipe out the evil pornography.
Right. How old is your daughter?
Well, now she's 28, but at the time she was only 8.
All right. Did she color inside the lines?
Well, some of them, but some of them they put dresses on. So of course, you got to go outside the lines for that.
No, I understand that.
True.
Yeah.
As long as the outfits were sensible. All right. Thanks for checking
sensible.
In.
Sensible.
Yeah. Well, you want sensible wear there.
Yes. Well, it was, you know, Playboy was all about style.
Very much so.
If nothing else.
So when I was like, I think I've told this story before, when I was like 10 or 11, there was a candy store in my neighborhood named Howie's. And it was run by this kind of creepy old guy. I didn't know he was creepy then, but he was creepy. And me and a couple of my buddies had the same privilege of watching for shoplifters in his candy store. And in return for that, you could grab one of the Playboys on the rack and look at it.
Just look at it, though. You didn't get to take it home with you,
didn't
right?
get to take it home, but we had access to it, and that
all
was
right.
important. That was huge.
All right.
Yeah, that was big time.
But
I think
it's still a little on the creepy side. It's,
when I think about that now, I'm like, wow. That's bad.
A 50-year-old guy having kids looking at naked women in his store?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the authorities would be called in today's
absolutely.
Today's society. Yeah, I think
yep.
so, yeah. A little on the different side.
Dave emailed us.
Okay.
And this is awesome.
By the way, I just wanted to let you know, because we're talking about Playboy, I wanted to class the place up a little bit with some music.
Yeah, actually, I'm wearing a smoking jacket right now.
All right, yeah, I've got my cravat on.
I have a very crisp, clean ascot that I'm wearing
sure,
right now.
Sure, I understand.
Because we're sophisticated.
My Tipperillo is lit.
Dave emails us and says, I kept a Playboy magazine hidden in the heating vent on the floor at the foot of my bed when I was 12 years old.
Yep, that's a logical place.
One issue is enough to interest a kid for years.
Depending on the issue, sure.
Yeah, I think he's got a good point there.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, as you know, the pages can become ratty and torn.
Well, yeah.
One winter morning, my sister's room next door to mine was not heating properly, and to my dismay, Dad discovered a blockage in her vent.
Is that code for something? Because that sounds creepy.
I've got a blockage in my vent, doctor.
I've got a blockage in my vent, yeah. My daddy found it.
Well, walk this way. If I could walk that way, well, I wouldn't be here.
Then we'd have the blockage, yeah.
Seems several ripped pages from Playboy had collected at the vent opening. My mom and sister were present at the moment of this discovery when
awesome.
My dad
so good.
Unscrewed the vent.
So good.
There was the awkward silence between family members that lasted for years.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a knowing glance, though, from the father to son going, good job, kid.
That's my boy.
That's my boy, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta love that.
Better that than, you know, hunk. Or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
if you're a parent.
If you're a parent,
you're
yeah.
a parent, you know, you see your first kid.
Not that there's anything wrong
no,
with
no,
that.
No, I'm just saying.
But if you want an easier road.
Yep. It's an easier, it's a tough,
yes.
There's a lot less awkwardness.
Yeah, I don't think there's nothing wrong with saying that when your kids fall very neatly into the traditional gender stereotypes, it
right,
makes
exactly.
things easier.
Yes,
it does.
I know. It's a little less awkward is what I'm saying.
You want to play our this is our,
yes,
our musical tribute here.
Yeah, we fear the inevitable lawsuit from the estate of the original authors of the song, so we won't say who they are. Because
right,
that could be a problem.
This is sort of a musical tribute to that very special moment in a young man's life when he finds his dad's stash of Playboy magazines.
I just found Dad's Playboy.
Jesus.
I looked underneath his bed, then I found it on his closet shelf.
Of course you did. That's a good place for it. Yeah.
I just found Dad's Playboy. First I'll show it to my friends, then I'll spend some time with it myself.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a little me time.
And put it back before he gets home.
Yeah, that's a good plan. You don't want to get caught.
No.
Especially when it's your dad's. One thing when it's yours, but it's, hey, who told you you could touch that?
Yeah.
Wait, that sounds inappropriate.
Mark and Neanderthal.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.